This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. Now, there has been much clucking and crying foul over the supply of chicken in the country, as the daily headlines attest. During the recent festive season, the government set the ceiling price of standard chicken at 8.90 ringgit per kilogram to safeguard consumer access to the protein. It also offered subsidies to poultry breeders totaling 729 million ringgit under the Keluarga Malaysia Price Control Scheme implemented in February.
However, despite the subsidy on offer, it hasn't helped alleviate cost pressures for farmers, and many producers called for the government to allow chicken prices to be dictated by the free market.
Yep, and due to the present severe shortages, the government has been working around the clock and issued a series of short-term measures, some of them which include halting the exports of 3.6 million chickens for a month starting from June the 1st, abolishing the need for APs for chickens, and simplifying the subsidy application process for poultry producers.
But are these measures enough, or will the government have egg on its face again? For some thoughts on this, we speak to Professor Dr. Shaufiq Siddiq, Director for the Institute of Plantation Studies at University Putra Malaysia, or UPM. Shaufiq, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. So can you help us break down the root causes of the current chicken shortage? Because I doubt that there's just one root cause. There must be many. Why do you see this issue come up?
Well, I think for this month, I would say right now we have a basic supply-demand situation. This is a festive period. You see an increase in demand. And there is also tightening supply. So hence, maybe a bit of shortage. But if you look at the shortages, it's not everywhere. It's probably distributional as well. If you look at the supply of chicken today, I think everybody understand that there is an increase in cost of production. And this is not only recent, cost has been increasing since last year. If you look at, if you break down the production cost of poultry in Malaysia, around 70% of the cost comes from feed. We get feed mostly comes from corn, and corn prices have been going up since last year, really, if you look at the trend. Apart from corn, we also use soy for protein, and soy prices have also gone up. You know, if you go back as early as January last year, you see those prices have been gradually increasing. Even ocean freight has increased. Now, that contributed to the increase in production cost of poultry in this country, not only in this country, but everywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And when you have ceiling prices, you see the margins of producers are being squeezed. And how do you respond when you don't make enough, when you don't cover your costs? Production will definitely, there will be setbacks in production.
So Shaufiq, do you think that the ceiling price of 8.90 ringgit, was that a mistake on the part of the government? Was that really what's contributing to the current price crisis, in the sense that producers couldn't make that price work for them?
Okay, I'm not going to say it's a mistake. What the government is trying to do, the government is trying to control prices for consumers. But at the same time, you have to also understand the prices should be enough to cover the cost of production. Mm. What would have been better is to probably introduce a floating ceiling where you tie up the ceiling price to global commodity prices. If you put up a ceiling and you don't take into consideration production costs, then this is the outcome that you probably get. And, you know, it's not only that. If you look at what happened last year, there was an outbreak of Newcastle disease, I think, August 2021. Maybe not. It's not widespread, but disease is pretty common in this industry. When it happens, you see a bit of supply disruption. The farms will have to close.
And in that case, then, what do you think of the government's announced 5 initiatives to alleviate the current shortages? Most noteworthy is the export ban of chickens. Is this the right move to make, you think?
Well, in the short run, yeah, because you're talking about availability right now. You want to make sure that the meat is available. You depend when domestic production is not keeping up with demand, then you open up imports. But you have to also understand that this cannot perpetuate, because in the long run, it will have an impact on poultry producers in Malaysia. What we could have done better, if you ask me, is to increase the efficiency of poultry production in this country. We still have many, the percentage of open farms, I think it's around 60, more than 60%, only around 30 plus percent of farms in this, broiler farms in this country, are using the closed house system, which is very efficient. If you understand about broiler farming, closed house system, it's a controlled environment system. You have better feed conversion ratio, you have better yield, better output. You can manage your inputs better, it's more efficient. So the way to go is to start converting all the farms in this country into a closed house system. Yes, the capital cost is high, but if you are putting your resources into something, this is where you should be going to. If you look at Thailand, Thailand did that 10 years ago, and look at where they are right now.
Yeah, Shafiq, at 8 ringgit 90 per kilogram, right? What is your sense of where costs are for producers? How close is that margin right now?
Well, the farm margin, I think it's the, well, I don't have the figures right now, right off the bat. You caught me off guard on that one, but it's pretty tight. That's all I can say. I think, yeah.
Shafiq.
Yeah, so what does this mean for producers? Do you see some of them going out of business? Do you see some of them shuttering operations because it's not profitable for them to do so? Would this have a counter effect in fact, a negative loop, if you like, from these ceiling controls?
The smaller ones are definitely suffering. The smaller ones, where your income is definitely on farming alone, they face a lot of problems covering the cost. When your farm margin is very low, then there's nothing much that you can do. Some had to halt production because of disease. There were complaints of several farms halting production for a while because they're not getting the right weight for the chicks, and they cite weather situation for an example. But then can be addressed if you're using a closed house system. See, let's address the structural issue here. If we have efficient farming, then maybe we can mitigate those kind of those problems, those exogenous problems like climate and disease.
Shafiq, could I get your views on rumors that we've been seeing that have been reported on about cartels in the poultry industry that are trying to control prices or trying to negotiate a joint action? How significant is this? And I guess how valid are these allegations as far as you know?
Well, if you look at the poultry industry, yes, it is oligopolistic. You have large, I think, several large producers controlling more than 50% of the market. So it is an oligopoly market. And of course, when there is oligopoly, there is always an opportunity to collude and form a cartel. But do we have evidence that they are actually colluding? If you look at the MyCC report, it was in 2014, almost 8 years ago, they couldn't prove any price fixing or collusion. And if there is collusion, we have MyCC in Malaysia. I think they should go and regulate. Mm. I don't think anybody can actually prove there is collusion going on. And how do you say that there is a cartel?
And
coming from an academic like me, I have to look at the facts and figures. And look, cartel at what level? Wholesale? Farm? Retail? At which stage of the value chain? Farming, the margin is already very tight. How do you form a cartel with a very, when the margin is already extremely tight? And how do you form a cartel at retail when the price is already fixed by the government?
All right. So a lot of, pieces to that particular question of cartels, and really the MyCC is the body that's looking into this. Shafiq, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning with your insights. That was Professor Dr. Shafiq Siddiq, Director for the Institute of Plantation Studies at University Putra, Malaysia, talking to us about the chicken shortage that we're currently experiencing and just some of the cost pressures that poultry producers are also facing. It's tough times really all around.
Yeah, I mean, ceding controls are not only empathetic and compassionate, but they're also expedient from a political perspective. Although one has to bear in mind, there's economic ramifications of doing that. And we do have a lot of price controls in Malaysia, from petrol prices to chicken prices to rice prices. But it comes at a cost. And that's why maybe Malaysia suffers from a bit of a discount from valuation perspective.
Well, I'm sure this issue will continue to be discussed and debated. We'll be following the developments as they go along. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.